Do negative emotions affect your manifestation or delay your manifestation in any way? My answer is no, it does not. Yes, in your manifestation journey, you might experience anxiety, you might experience resistance, you might have moments of disappointment or fear come up to the surface, or any old trauma come up from your subconscious mind. So what to do when these things happen? I got a DM on Instagram recently from someone who's like, I have been manifesting really fast. I've been manifesting a lot of amazing things. Saturation has really been working great for me. However, how do I deal with some of the negative emotions that I feel? I do not believe in suppressing any emotion, but will my negative emotion affect my manifestation in any way? And then I replied to her that no, it does not affect your manifestation in any negative way. You can give yourself 15 minutes or an hour or a day, you know, a break, complete break, so that you can just feel however you're feeling. You can accept however you're feeling. If you're feeling disappointment, fear, anxiety, resistance, whatever you're feeling, you're just holding space for yourself. 15 minutes, 1 hour, or a day. You're regulating your nervous system. You're calming yourself down. And I have a reel on 11 ways to regulate your nervous system. You can go for a walk. You can take deep breaths. You can go outside. You can socialize. You can dance. You can sing. You can do grounding on the grass. You can journal. There are tons and tons of ways to regulate your nervous system. I also have Qigong videos on regulating your nervous system through physical movements, so you can check them out on my Instagram. So once you regulate your nervous system, you will automatically be in a much more calm and grounded state, because when our nervous system is dysregulated, we tend to have a lot of negative thoughts. We cannot think straight. We cannot see things clearly. And we just go into this spiral of negative thoughts one after the other. So it's better to take a complete break, to just relax for 15 minutes of 1 hour, and just affirm to yourself with reassuring affirmations like, okay, this is how I'm feeling right now. This is the way things are right now. It's not perfect. It's not how I want it to look like. It's a complete opposite of what I want. And still, I'm gonna accept it. I'm not gonna fight it. I'm not gonna stress about this. I'm not gonna freak out. I'm gonna trust that this is for my benefit. I'm gonna trust that this will lead me to my highest good. I don't know if you guys have heard my podcast of being grateful for even the bad things that happen to you. That's when you know, create peace with every situation, every circumstance in your life. I told you a Sufi story of how a king gave a bitter fruit to the servant, and he ate it as if it was the sweetest fruit he has ever eaten. And then king was like, wow, he's eating it as if it's the sweetest thing, like, let me taste it, even I'm having an appetite for it. And he tastes the fruit and he realizes it is so bitter. And he asks the servant, like, why are you eating this fruit? Like, it's the sweetest thing ever. And he replies that, Your Majesty, the King, you have given me so many things that has brought me a lot of happiness, a lot of bliss. And the sweetest thing, all the treasures that you have given me, how can I be ungrateful for the bitter fruit that you have given me? And there's a poetry in the Sufi book, The Conference of the Birds, that even the things that might seem bitter, that might seem like a breakdown, that might seem disappointing, that might be a little bit scary, those are the things that are sent to your way for your highest good. They are sent to your way so that you can really, really deepen your trust and you can surrender. Surrender does not mean you give up on your desire. It's just that you trust even more. You accept. You don't freak out. You don't try to control it. You don't try to fight against it. You don't try to run away from it. Instead, you embrace it very gently. You learn to trust more and you release. Once you accept something, you immediately release it. So if you ever feel any of the negative emotion in your manifestation journey, allow yourself to feel it, accept it. Let it flow through and out of you. Do not identify yourself with that emotion. Do not dwell in it for too long. Some people just completely identify with themselves with that emotion. Just one bad day or just one bad week does not define you at all. So do not, you know, go into the pity party zone. Instead, stay in your creator zone, not in the victim state. And once you really are aware that, yes, this is the way I am going to calm myself, relax myself, accept things. And once you feel like, yes, my nervous system has regulated and you feel better, then again, you can come back to your desire. You can come back to affirming for your desire. You can come back to maybe just general affirmation. If you feel like your specific affirmations are triggering you, you can just start with the general affirmations that everything is working out for me. Everything is for my highest benefit. Everything in my life is so peaceful and so blissful. My mind is filled with happy thoughts. My heart is filled with happy emotions. I'm constantly delighted by my life. Everything in my life is taken care of. I am calm. I am relaxed. I'm having so much fun in everything. I am still. I am present. I am grounded. I am guided by the divine. I'm divinely protected. I'm divinely highly favored. My mind is protected by God. And then you can listen to, you know, I have a lot of series. I have prayer series. They're very medicinal and very healing, very soothing. They can really soothe your mind. And then I have affirmation series as well that are very, very high frequency. So you can tune into them, listen to them on repeat to come back into the regulated, grounded state of being. And do not let any of that mean that it will delay your manifestation, because if you give it a meaning that it will delay your manifestation, it surely will. Because first of all, you can never delay your manifestation. Your manifestation is already created. It already exists. Creation is already finished. It's perfectly there. It's not like, oh, if you feel some negative emotion, it goes away and then it will come back. You have to stop and start, stop and start, stop and start. It does not work that way. It's just there, 24/7. The timeline is always there. It's just that you need to tune in. You sometimes tune out, and it's completely fine. Do not judge yourself for it. Be gentle. Gently observe yourself. Choose better. Realign. Rearrange. Shift again. Over and over again as many times as you need to, without shaming yourself, without judging yourself, without giving any negative meaning that it's delaying your manifestation in any way, because it's not. So yeah, that's how you just, you know, really calm yourself, ground yourself, and tune into the energy again and again and again. And trust me, the more you practice this, the better you get at it, and you will always manifest your desires, no matter how many times you have to realign or readjust any of the energies that you might be feeling. So yeah, I really hope this soothes you and helps you in your manifestation journey. I will talk to you very soon. Bye. Mwah.